Darren Ellis.
Hi.
Hi. So you present here a show with music, instrument?
Well, with the drumsticks, but I don't actually have a drum, so I just use the idea of these drumsticks and the technique of starting to play drums. I took it from a drumming book, from a military drumming book I had when I was a young child. Mm-hmm. And I took those ideas from the book, really. The text is all from the book.
Mm-hmm. It's about technique.
Technique, yeah. It's about studying and technique. And I didn't want to do it just about dancing. I wanted to take it somewhere else and use all the things from dancing, rhythm and coordination, and put it somewhere else, put it into a different language other than just the body.
So this is a simulation? You know how to play, really?
I studied as a drummer. I trained as a drummer before I trained as a dancer. I used to actually play drums for dance classes and things before I danced. Mm-hmm. And then I started dancing later on. So, but then I stopped. You know, I've been dancing professionally for 20 years. And I stopped drumming. And it's something that I went back to. And I wanted to go back to something that I'd studied, but it was a long time ago that I'd studied it. So... but I am a grade sort of, I got to about grade 6, I think, in percussion. Mm-hmm.
What's the difference when you are playing like that and when you are in a group of music, of military music? You know what is military music you were playing in?
The military snare drum, yeah. For me, that was... The military, I just wanted to take it how you can study something and it be taken out of context. So a young boy might study to play drums and find himself marching an army to war, or, you know, and took it from a lot of the things of all those marching bands. So it's for me, when the drumming comes in, when the actual military drumming starts, it creates this effect of an army getting closer and closer. Mm-hmm. And I kind of then become a conductor of that, conducting this army.
It seemed to be serious, but the humor?
Yeah. I wanted to have a mixture, really, and just go on a whole journey so that it's not just a piece that's serious or dark. And it takes the audience through lots of different emotions and feelings. So that it starts off with some funny bits and some humor in there, which I hope worked with the French translation. But again, it gets darker as it goes along, I think.
Darren Ellis, you can present your company?
Yes. With
where are you?
Based. Oh, where am I? I'm based in London, and I'm an associate artist with Dance East in Ipswich. And also, I have a lot of work in The Place in London as well. Okay. So I have two sort of dance agencies there. And I'm on a British tour at the moment as well, so I'm touring around England at the same time at the moment.
It's the first time for you in the Repérage?
It is, yeah, and it's been amazing. When I walked into the venue, I was like, wow, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to perform. It's such a great venue. It's the first time for me, yeah. It's the first time I've performed my own work in France, actually. I've been here with other companies that I used to dance for, but it's my first time presenting work in France.
It's interesting to see very different kind of dance here, four different kind of show.
It's a different kind of show for France. Well, in England, people say that too, that it's a different kind of show. So that's good. For me, that's a good thing. You know, I do want to push those boundaries of it's not just a dance show to me, it's just a show. And it has dancing in it. It's part of it, but it's, you know, I think of things in lots of different, like the jacket hanging, and I think of it as sort of visual art things as well, you know, and more than just a dance show.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.